nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me now. Stop me now.
Lone Ranger masks?
Two Dothan.
Vulcan ears?
Two Dothan.
Dracula teeth?
Two Dothan.
All right. Put them back. How many Vulcan ears?
2,000.
Valky, I just can't concentrate. Jennifer's getting back today. Do you think I should have called her in Rome? I mean, I don't want to be pushy, but maybe she's waiting for me to make the first move. I just don't understand exactly what our relationship is.
Well... Nancy and I have a wonderful relationship.
Very sensitive. I'm trying to share a personal problem here, and then you're being silly.
No.
Aren't you?
No.
Aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
How am I going to find out how she feels about me?
Cousin, here's a shot in the dark. Why don't you ask her?
Oh, just ask her? Oh. Balky, Balky, Balky. You have to read women. You have to interpret the subtle nuances of what they say or don't say. The way they look at you or don't look at you. The way they touch you or, as in my case, don't touch it.
Well, life is hard work for you. Cousin, why don't we just have Marianne and Jennifer over for dinner tonight, and Marianne and I can eat, and you and Jennifer can read each other.
I'll have to give that some thought.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How was your flight?
Great.
Thanks for the travel alarm, Larry.
Oh, anytime, Jennifer.
Boy, working those flights to Rome really play tricks on your mind. Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
I told you.
I wanted a second opinion, okay?
Hey, why don't you come over to our house for dinner tonight? You can relax and shake off your jet lag.
Sounds great. We'd love to.
Are you sure it isn't too much trouble?
Of course not. Easy cousin.
Oh, trouble? No, no. We'll just throw something together. We'll uncork some vino, kick back, relax. It'll be very, mellow.
Great. Come on, Jennifer. We need to get up to the apartment. I may have left the gas on.
Marianne, if you'd left the gas on, the building wouldn't be here.
Well, that's good news.
Ciao. Why did you do that?
Do what?
Ask the girls to dinner tonight.
I just did.
Yes, why?
Oh, why did I ask the girls to dinner tonight?
Why?
Why not?
You just don't get it, do you?
Cosa, what you doing?
Closing early. We have a lot to do and not enough time to do it.
Well, Cotton, it would be just like you said. We'll relax, do some kickbacks, we'll be marshmallows. What the big deal is?
Look, I'll tell you what the big deal is. Oh, no wonder parents and Meepos have to buy wives for their sons. Balky, Jennifer is a sophisticated woman. She's been in every airport in the world. Now, if I'm going to impress her, I have to have the right food, the right wine, the right lighting. This evening has got to be very carefully orchestrated.
Cousin, you are taking this too seriously. You're going to get simple nervous tension.
Did you know that you're getting on my nerves? I have to plan what could be the most important dinner of my life, and I've only got 3 hours.
Well, don't worry, I can help.
Oh, I think you've helped quite enough.
But I won't help cook.
No.
I won't help cook.
No, you can't help cook.
I won't help cook.
Oh, no. All right, you can help cook.
Okay.
Look, you get the stuff for the appetizers and the salad.
Look,
just get the appetizers and the salad. While you're doing that, I'll go to the butcher. Let's go.
I'm so excited. And I just got out here. I'm about to lose control.
I shouldn't have used a new cologne. I should have stuck with the Old Spice. It's safe. Well, what do you think?
About what?
No, I mean, how do I look?
You look like you just stepped off the cover of IQ.
GQ.
You're welcome. What about me? You think Marianne will like this outfit?
Yeah, sure. You don't think I'm overdressed, do you?
Well, of course not.
Well, I don't want to make the girls uncomfortable. What if they dress casual?
Then you look like a big jerk.
Maybe the jacket is too much. She'll think I'm trying too hard.
She'll be right.
These aren't the carrots.
Well, of course not. They're wild olives.
What are wild olives doing here?
Well, they're just lying there. Marinating. They're for the salad. Come, I'll show you.
This is the salad? I can't help but notice there's no lettuce in there.
Well, you said we should impress the girls, so I thought... leaves. That's not very impressive. So I decided to make Mama's special salad. Wild olives, ginkgo root, mustard curd, onions, and a dash of liver oil to keep the ginkgo root down.
You didn't get the lettuce, did you?
No, I didn't.
It was on my list, and bean and curd things were not.
Well, pardon me for saying so, but your list was boring.
My list was food.
Yes, but not fun food. And that's why Balky made a few things to spice the menu up.
Just how spicy are we getting?
Well, I thought we'd treat ourselves to that old standard Ding Ding Mahmoud. You know it as pig snout with saffron. And then I thought we'd go to the traditional Meepo's courtship dish, Bad Bad Michi. Eel wrapped in grape leaves. I was going to surprise you, but you forced me.
Balky, think. Two girls that we like and desire coming to dinner, what possible advantage can be gained from poisoning them?
Oh, cousin! These are the staples of the Meeposian diet. They make me into the big, strong man I am today.
I don't want Jennifer to be a big, strong man. I want her to like me. I want her to be impressed. I want her to survive long enough to bear my children. Therefore, this food is out.
Well, Marianne is my date, and I want her to try it.
All right.
right, all right, all right. Look, I tell you what, we'll have my dinner tonight and we'll save your food for another special occasion, say when the Cubs win the World Series.
Oh. What do you take me for, Bozo, the clone? Everybody knows the Cubs have no quarterback. So why are you getting all poofed out of shape?
I am not getting poofed out of shape. Balky, how many times have you served dinner to two beautiful women? How many times have you served dinner to two beautiful women?
Three.
In America?
None.
None? None as in zero, as in never, as in no times, never, ever have you... Look, I know what I'm doing. Let's just go with my plan so I can save this evening.
But I went through so much trouble. I had to find ginkgo root and pig snout. They made fun of me at the market. They said, price check on pig snout. And now you won't let me serve it. You're squeezing all the fun out of this date.
Balky, I am squeezing all the fun out of this date for a very good reason. A casual dinner is nothing to be taken lightly. What's that smell? My duck is burned! Ow! Ah, take it! Take it! Ah, ow! 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 Why is the oven turned to 500 degrees?
Well, that's the temperature I need for my sheep herder's bread.
Where did sheep herder's bread come from?
Well, I think its origins are a little island off the coast.
I don't care where it came from.
But why did you ask?
Look at my duck. It's drying out even as we speak. How am I going to serve this?
Well, how about the two little white hats on the feet? Of course, in cheer up, I made enough ding ding Mahmoud for the whole village.
Balky? I am not letting you serve that food.
Well, maybe you can't stop me.
Oh, well, maybe I can. Give me the Ding Ding Mahmoud.
No.
Give me the Ding Ding Mahmoud.
No.
Give me the Ding Ding Mahmoud.
Ha!
The girls. All right, look, let's put aside our petty little differences and your food and try to get through this thing.
I'm not the one with the problem, you're the one with the problem.
Yes, I'm the one with the problem, and you're the problem. I'm just trying to show a lady a good time.
I'm just trying to show a lady a good time.
Well, fine. Have a good time.
Oh, have a good time.
Have a ball.
Let yourself out.
Have a wonderful time.
Hi.
Thank you, Balky. This is just like one of those fancy restaurants.
May I?
May you what?
Dinner is served. Did I mention how lovely you look?
Yes, you did. What are we having?
Glazed carrots, wild rice, and my specialty, duck à l'orange.
But the best things aren't even on the table.
Oh, there's more?
Yes, well, Balky thought there might not be enough, so he cooked too. But as you can see, I think there's plenty for everybody. Just dig in. Darn dull knives. Balky, I told you to get these sharpened.
I'll get them sharpened.
Why is the rice all clumped together?
Well, girls, you're in luck because silly Balky has food in the kitchen.
Oh, keep eating, enjoy, enjoy. Balky, you are not serving them that stuff.
Why don't we ask them if they want to try that stuff? Who would like to try me Posian food?
I would.
Sounds great. I've never had me Posian food before. This is exciting.
This looks interesting.
This looks incredible.
Balky, what do you call this?
Ding ding Mahmoud.
Oh, well, what does that mean?
Pig snout with saffron.
Excuse us. I hope you're happy. You are making me look bad in front of Jennifer.
I think you were doing that yourself.
None of this would have happened if you had followed a few simple instructions, but no, you had to be creative. You had the wonderful idea to serve the girls pig parts.
You're just jealous because I need a chainsaw to cut your duck.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, they're not exactly scarfing up the snout.
It's an acquired taste.
Maybe this isn't a good time for us to be here.
Why? Because Balky is acting like a 5-year-old?
Me? You're the one that's acting like a yaks behind.
Yaks behind?
Yes, the big fat one.
Balky,
it goes back to his head.
Do you have any ketchup?
Come on, Marianne. I think we'd better go.
Is dinner over?
No, don't go. Don't go. We'll be good.
No, you have to stay. We have pie.
Oh.
I know it's good. I didn't make it.
You guys have to work this thing out, whatever it is. Arguments happen between roommates. Believe me, I understand. Well, Marianne and I get on each other's nerves sometimes.
Like when?
Like when she spends 3 hours in the bathroom putting on her makeup.
Oh, yeah, she hates when I do that. And I hate when she rearranges my closet without asking me.
Well, I wouldn't have to if you'd keep your things in order.
Well, everyone has their own way of doing things.
Maybe the way I keep my things is my business.
Good point. That's a very good point.
Fine. I won't touch your things. Just don't come begging me to borrow a clean uniform because you didn't realize yours were at the cleaners.
Well, here's to good friends.
Once, just once, I borrowed a uniform and got a spot on it. You never let me forget it.
Maybe if you were more careful on the job, you wouldn't have spilled anything.
Oh, so now we're going to tell me how to do my job?
Who wants pie?
Well, somebody should tell you how to do your job. While I'm working my tail off trying to make the flight a safe and pleasant experience, you're serving drinks, singing belly up to the bar, boys.
Well, excuse me for being nice to the passengers. At least when we're about to land, I don't tell them, return your seat to the upright position or I'll call the authorities.
Those are the rules.
You were a pain in high school, and you're a pain now. Everything has to be perfect. Perfect hair, perfect clothes, perfect manners. It's like living with a Barbie doll.
Now, I'm mad.
Mary Ann, Jennifer, you shouldn't talk to each other like that. You're friends.
Look, this is all my fault. And I'm sorry. I burnt the duck. The rice stuck together. Nothing worked.
Cousin, you're not helping.
Sorry.
Shame on you. How long have you known each other?
Too long.
How long?
Since we were 8 years old.
And now you want to throw your friendship away because you think she's too perfect and you think she's not perfect enough? Mary Ann, tell Jennifer that you're sorry. And if it's really that important to her, you'll try to be a little more organized.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I am a little messy.
Jennifer, tell Mary Ann you're sorry and you try to take things a little less seriously.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I get all worked up over things that aren't very important, but that Barbie doll line really hurt.
I'm sorry.
Now, hug each other. Like you mean it.
I'm sorry, Marianne.
Oh, me too.
Now hug me. Like you mean it.
Yes, well, now that we have that settled, why don't we get back to dinner? Well, who are we kidding? All those in favor of ordering pizza?
Might as well. My ding-ding's cold.
You really have to leave? It's only 1 o'clock.
I'm exhausted. We're still on Rome time. To us, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good night, Balky.
I had a nice time. I'm really glad I got to know you better. Let's go, Marianne.
Oh, good night.
Did you hear that? She knows me better.
Better than what?
Let's not analyze it. I just want to enjoy the moment. Oh, it was really rough going. If we hadn't been there, they'd probably still be fighting.
Yes, but if we hadn't have been there, they probably wouldn't have fought at all.
Well, you know, I didn't know Jennifer could be that way.
What way?
Well, so nitpicky. I mean, I know Mary Ann's no rocket scientist, but Jennifer shouldn't be so hard on her.
Well, I had no idea Mary Ann could be that way.
What way?
Coulson, the wires up here don't connect. Jennifer is a little crazy about being neat, but Mary Ann was pretty hard on her. It must be difficult for them to live together when they're so different.
Well, if they're going to stay best friends and still live together, they're going to have to learn to compromise. I mean, good friends are hard to come by.
Yeah. Mary Ann could be a little more organized.
Yeah, Jennifer could loosen up a bit. I'm sorry I made fun of your food.
It's okay. I'm sorry I invited the guests without asking you.
That's okay. If I had to wait to get up the nerve, think how tense I'd be.
That's a scary thought.
Well, I guess I can throw this out.
No, don't throw that out. I'm gonna freeze the ding-ding, Mahmoud.
Why?
You haven't lived until you've had snout on a stick.